This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. All you have to do is dial toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are millennials lazier than generations that had come before? Do they have less of a work ethic? Christopher Cantwell is in the studio here tonight with me, Ian, and you brought a story in about these millennials. Chris Cantwell, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me. It's always such a pleasure to be here. And yeah, I do think that they're lazy. I had read the story, and I mean, we started to talk about this actually last week a little bit. Mark had a story like 24 reasons millennials are screaming mad about the economy, and some of it was that like they really are getting screwed. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know, part of it is that they don't have any work ethic, I think. And I saw this story today, and it sort of interested me for that reason, that they're basically, their idea is that, you know, hey, I'll just stay at this job for a year and go get another one because, you know, I'm real cool and you just get whatever I want in this world.
Let's talk more about it coming up here. If you have thoughts on the millennials, or maybe you are a millennial, that would be generally somebody who was born after the year 1980 or so. I'm not sure when the official cutoff is.
Yeah, I think like you and me probably just sort of missed that boat, I think.
I feel like I'm at the tail end of Gen X. I think 1980 is sort of generally considered right around the end of that, but I'm sure these are sort of floating guidelines anyway. Where does one generation begin and another one end?
Yeah,
how do you
determine
that?
I think, you know, you sum a generation up to like a 30-year period, and depending on when you want to call what generation what, you know.
Also in the news, Bill Cosby. We haven't talked about this yet on Free Talk Live, but it's been blowing up all over the place in the last week or so, it seems. And in case you haven't heard, Bill Cosby, the preeminent family dad character on television from way back, the Cosby Show in the 1980s, and was it early 90s? I think that show.
Yeah,
I used to.
I don't know if I was watching it. I don't know if they were making new episodes in the 90s, but I was certainly watching reruns of it in the 90s. No question about that. And you know, the Cosby Show was, I watched that, you know, all the time. And yeah, to find out that Bill Cosby is accused of drugging and raping women was sort of like, what the heck is going on today, when I was checking my news feeds.
He's almost 77, or is 77. He's right around there. He's pretty elderly at this point, and now all of these accusations are rolling in about him and, you know, alleged incidents that happened, many of them a long time ago. The story from TheGuardian.com, a new sitcom billed as a multi-generational family comedy, has become the highest profile casualty of the renewed swirl of rape allegations against the comedy star Bill Cosby after NBC confirmed it has decided to scrap the project. Their spokesperson told the AP that it is no longer under development with no further embellishment. NBC's decision not to move forward with the plot takes the storm that has been gathering around Cosby to a new force factor. It's the fourth and by far the most important media appearance ordeal to have been severed, beginning with a canceled visit to the Queen Latifah show last month and followed by the dropping of his slot on The Late Show with David Letterman that had been scheduled for this week.
So I must be, I'm like behind on this. Like, I thought that this like came out today. So like there's been, I guess, some allegations swirling around Bill Cosby, and the news today is that NBC canceled the show.
That's correct. Okay. Also, Netflix has apparently canceled something as well. They say they've postponed a special broadcast marking the actor's 77th birthday. The streaming channel did not give reasons for delaying transmission of the tribute broadcast. This is a strange term to use for Netflix. They don't broadcast things on Netflix, do they? They're all on demand, right?
I mean, you cast them over broadband, but that's not generally the term we use for streaming video. Yeah.
Which was scheduled for the 28th of November, issuing a curt statement that only read, quote, "At this time, we are postponing the launch of the new stand-up comedy special, Bill Cosby 77. unquote, an overtly family show that would have featured Cosby playing the patriarch to three daughters and several grandchildren. NBC's planned sitcom was always vulnerable to the billowing accusations that have stuck to the star since they were first raised in 2005. In that year, Andrea Constand, a former manager of the women's basketball team at Temple University in Philly, Cosby's alma mater, said that she had been drugged and sexually assaulted at his home. She pressed a civil suit that was settled the following year. In the course of that lawsuit, 13 other women were reported in court documents to have come forward. In recent weeks, the allegations have resurfaced, with several women renewing their accusations that Cosby sexually assaulted, raped, or in some cases, drugged them.
I mean, I think that he should do a stand-up act and tell all rape jokes, nothing but rape jokes. I think that that would be, like, a pretty good response to this. The thing to me is, especially, like you mentioned, the one had the civil suit, which is, you know, settled out of court. I mean, it happens every time when you've got a celebrity up there, right? That it's, okay, well, first of all, why don't you say something in the beginning? You know, and yes, I know that there are things that we say that, women go through the entire process all over again when they're being questioned by police and stuff like that, and there are reasons that people don't report rapes. I do understand that. But then what is it that possesses a person to come out and do this, you know, 20 years later when a guy, you know, has a bunch of deals on the line, you know, and it upsets me because one of the things that you get into is, you know, I had the thing a couple of weeks ago or whatever, the rape culture demonstration, you know, and these women are out there like, oh, it's rape culture. It's socially acceptable to forcibly have sex with a woman. I'm like, are you out of your mind? They go and they throw this at Cosby and they'll ruin a guy's career at 77 with a 20-year-old allegation.
Well, now, to be clear, Chris, there are several allegations going on here, right? So I get all your points, and they are right on as far as the old allegations. But this lady, Constand, Andrea Constand, apparently these are within the last decade, and she filed that lawsuit just a couple years after the incident. So it's not
exactly though, right? Because you can't prove a rape a couple years after a rape happened. You have to go to a doctor like the next day and be like, hey, here's body fluid, here's drugs in my system. I mean, like, these things are pretty easy to straighten out you can't fix the problem, don't get me wrong, but you can go and hold an aggressor accountable if you go and you deal with it. If they're going to say, hey, I just don't want to talk about it, and they go home and they, you know, get in the bathtub and stuff like that and start destroying evidence for their victimizer, then I'm sorry that when I say that when you come after a guy with a whole bunch of deals on the line 20 years after the fact, even 10 years after the fact, you know, I don't have a lot of sympathy for what you're doing at that point.
I've got some of the allegations here, get a little more specific from some of the women involved here, so we'll share what that is. We'll go to your calls and thoughts as well. Scott's in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Scott, go ahead.
I wanted to comment a little bit about millennials and work ethic and so forth. And I started seeing this. I'm of the generation. I was born in 62. And I started seeing this even when I was in high school of my contemporaries. And, of course, you know, people further on. So we're talking about Gen X and so forth.
Okay.
Basically, like, for instance, my parents or grandparents said that you've got to work hard, and when you work hard, you get somewhere. But it seems like, and it's been like this for me for over 30 years now, that when I go to, like, a service industry, you know, like if I'm staying overnight at a hotel or if I'm going to a checkout at a grocery store, whatever it might be, that the person behind the counter does not understand or have the attitude that we were taught when we were younger of the customer is always right. In other words, you be cordial, you be tactful, and whether you agree with it or if you like it or what have you, you do the best you can to serve because that's what your job is. Your job is just purely to serve that other person.
I've never been a big fan of the saying the customer is always right.
Frequently they're wrong.
The customer is frequently a moron, right? Let's just be honest with ourselves.
No. No, you got to understand it. That's meaningless.
I was about to confirm exactly what you're saying, which is you are supposed to behave as though the customer is always
right. Supposed to be customer oriented. You're supposed to serve the customer and try your best to be as understanding and as patient as possible, even while they're wrong.
The idea is to get this guy's money and send him out of there happy, so he keeps on bringing it back. It doesn't mean he's right, but you know you are supposed to treat him that way.
It's true, Scott. I want you to hang on if you can. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Give you a chance, Scott. Hang on. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. You can finish up your thoughts. We'll also take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Now, Scott's saying that the laziness factor or the shiftlessness also applied to Gen X. Maybe this is just a teenage young person problem, teenager 20s person kind of problem. We'll come back with more. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. On the table so far tonight, two topics, but you can bring up anything that you'd like. We're talking about both Bill Cosby and the rape allegations that have surfaced, apparently again, about Bill Cosby from multiple sources now. Also, millennials. Are they more shiftless than their previous generations of young people? Or is it just that young people have always been, you know, not so interested in crappy jobs? We'll get into more on that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and want you to know how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Now, BuzzBox coffee is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that goes above and beyond the call of duty for a coffee company. They're actually teaming up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to improve their own lives through microloans. So when you buy your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners who does that, we can fund one new microloan. And once that microloan's paid off by whoever the recipient is, we'll fund another microloan out. So you can help us do that by getting some great coffee delivered right to your door. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost. You get your first pound free. You can cancel your subscription at any time. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Ian and Chris in the studio here. Scott is with us still in Raleigh. Scott, you were commenting on your opinion about millennials, but you also mentioned Gen X. You feel like both of those generations have been problematic when it comes to customer service, and I wanted to make sure you had the chance to get the rest of your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Yeah, I believe it's more of an attitude problem. In other words, the people that I encounter in the service industry now believe that we, the customers, owe them, that their employers owe them, that they don't have to work, that they should be just given a lot of things. And I think the culmination of that has been the attitude that you've seen show up with the Occupy Wall Street and so forth. But it's not something that before Gen X was really that prevalent. So it's not a young person's type of thing. I think it has to do a lot with people feel that they're entitled versus that they need to work hard and give back and be there for someone else. It's just a really a full attitude kind of a thing.
I
work in my share of retail and fast food and so forth, and you put on a mask and you be pleasant and you be present. You'll make sure that other customer coming in, no matter what they feel like, feels happy and thankful that they came into that store, to that place, a hotel or wherever. People don't do that nowadays. It just doesn't happen.
I think the most poignant point that you made is just that, like, they feel entitled. And this is the same thing that we see with basically as elections go by, as we talk about economic news with millennials. I mean, it seems to have gotten worse by the generation, you know, in this country and, you know, indeed in the world.
Well,
right?
Because, I mean, don't a lot of the people in the so-called greatest generation feel entitled too? I mean, they're collecting Social Security. Isn't that the same mentality?
Well, they
just
were
among elderly people?
Situation where it was like a savings account. Like they were told that they have to sock away a part of their money away that they could have spent on other things, and then it would be paid back to them. That the government, while the government held that money, that it would go to work like a bank takes your money and deposits and goes to work and creating capital and loans like that. Well, that's not what happened with the government. So the government has actually betrayed the greatest generation. But that's what the greatest generation was sold to by those programs and what they thought that it was going to be.
It might have been how they were sold the program in the first place, but then again, what happened was they started putting that money into that account, and then the greatest generation turned around and told the government to spend money. And that's, you know, sort of the thing here I think is important to understand that, yeah, I mean, this is, I think that's a great point, right? That these folks went and said, hey, let's have the government sort of, you know, force us to save money, which is delegating responsibility out to somebody else who is a notoriously irresponsible party, the state,
right? And then you say, hey, government, I'm not responsible enough to handle my own money. Why don't you handle my money for me? And then you tell the government, hey, you've got all this money. Why don't you spend it on stuff that I want?
Well, right, because, I mean, if you look at elections, obviously elderly people are the ones who are voting for the most part. People over the age of 65 are far more likely to vote, in my experience, than people under the age of 65 or certainly under the age of 45.
Yeah.
And many of these guys, I mean, I lived in Florida for 26 years of my life, and I paid attention to the elections down there, and these old folks would vote for any damn thing that they put on that ballot, any of the ballot measures. In Florida, they would put on ballot measures, but in Florida, they couldn't do it through some sort of normal ballot measure process. In Florida, they actually would amend the Constitution with every one of their ballot measures. So the ban on smoking cigarettes in public places in Florida, or the ban on smoking them in restaurants and things like that, that came about through a ballot measure, which then amended the Constitution, and 70% of Floridians, which is, you know, mostly older folks, voted for this thing. So I think there's plenty of examples of...
I'm going to disagree with you in the respect that the Greatest Generation was doing that because they said, okay, government, spend money, spend money, spend money. What the Greatest Generation thought was number one, it was a savings account, and number two...
I'm not talking about a savings account. I'm talking about old people voting for cigarette bans.
But they're... Yes. And I believe that they were right in that respect. But what I'm telling you is...
You believe that people should... You believe that cigarettes should be banned?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And I could go into a whole evening's discussion about that with you.
But that's spending money. You know that, right? So, like, when you're asking for... Don't tell me that you didn't ask the government to spend money when you told the government to do stuff, though. You understand that?
Yeah, if you want to ban smoking, it costs money.
Huge and should not be that huge. It should be one-eighth the size of
this. Should just be big enough to ban smoking?
Right. You want the government to cut back in the areas you think it should cut back in, but you want it to increase in the areas you want it to increase.
It's very wasteful. We spend way, like you just said.
So if you were in charge then, Scott, you'd slim...
Could not manage, you know, people's money correctly. The state is not an efficient source of doing much of anything.
But you believe they're efficient in banning things.
The purpose of government...
Do you understand the contradictions coming out of your mouth?
Protect my rights and to keep me from infringing...
What about the smokers' rights? You don't care about them.
I am allergic to cigarette smoke, so if you smoke...
So then go to a non-smoking restaurant. Do you believe in markets?
So put some people in jail then, right? Because somebody smoked a cigarette, put that person in jail?
No, keep them away from me in public places.
Yeah, he doesn't even put the math together. Well,
the way that you're keeping them away from you in public place is by threatening them with imprisonment and death, sir. Do you understand how government works? You just said that it doesn't do things efficiently, but somehow you think it's going to protect your health.
I say government is only here to protect my rights and keep me from infringing on yours.
That you don't have any rights.
That's the purpose of government. God has given us a whole sequence of rights, and the only thing
that God gave you a sequence of rights.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah,
toll free number
is
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You never can trust those people who claim they're for smaller government, because almost every one of them, at least those who, you know, tend to tout it from the Republican side of things, almost all of them have their own government program that they want to see happen. Oh, well, I don't think government should do X, Y, and Z, but it really needs to do A, B, and C, because government will work good when my people are in charge of it.
Yeah, because I'm so smart that I can figure out how to run this monster.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's ban some more stuff. Put some more people in prison. That'll fix things. Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. You just have to send a contact request. You'll be approved. And then once you're approved, you can call on Skype. And then you'll probably sound a lot better than you would if you called on the phone. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Cantwell.
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. You can go and check that out. He's been blogging recently, and we'll continue with discussing Bill Cosby here in a moment. Is he a rapist? Do you think Bill Cosby actually committed rape? And now all these old allegations have been surfacing recently, and we can talk more about that. But what we've been discussing has been millennials and whether or not millennials actually have a lower kind of work ethic than generations that have come before. We had a caller a moment ago who said that he thought that not only did millennials have a poor work ethic, but also Gen X has a poor work ethic. But he didn't believe that really applied to the generations that came before that. And then I pointed out, well, wait a minute, what about these elderly folks out there who are always begging government for some new favor? Or when some sort of government program is threatened, these elderly folks come out in droves to oppose that government program being shut down.
watching elderly voters vote constantly for more government programs, for instance.
Yeah, and he sort of pitched it. And, you know, look, yeah, as Social Security was originally pitched to them, it was supposed to be some kind of a savings account. But with what they're getting out of it at this point, there's no way that they ever would have gotten that much money out of a savings account. I'm sorry to tell you, folks. It's the whole point of this thing is it's a Ponzi scheme. And, you know, are you the greatest generation if you fell for a scam as big as Social Security and then you, like, let this happen, right? You were pitched this savings account, and then they, you know, spent it on a war or two, mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, we'll pay for all your prescription drugs and all your medicine and all of your medical care, and by the way, we'll give you housing and everything else. Like, what did you think was going to happen when you said, hey, give me stuff? Did you think that it was going to work out? Well, no. And now your kids are screwed and they're in debt and this is the world that you live in.
Are things really that bad with the millennials? I mean, we haven't even really gotten into the story here yet. We can do that. I've got it pulled up from MainStreet.com about millennials and, you know, not really so much caring about the job world. Maybe millennials have figured it out. Jobs suck. I mean, who wants to have a job? Jobs are where you're generally working for the man or working for somebody else who's not necessarily you, meaning that, yeah, you get a paycheck, an hourly paycheck or a salary, but ultimately your efforts are primarily going towards the person who owns the business or the people who own the business. Not that there's anything inherently wrong with that. It's just not an optimal situation. Like, you know, optimally, you should be working for yourself, meaning that you should create some sort of product or service and offer that to the marketplace, then, you know, offer it at a good price and a good value, and, you know, people will give you business, and you can not have to ever answer to anybody except for your customers in that particular case. That's optimal, isn't it?
I mean, it's optimal if you have the resources and aptitude to do it, though. But then, you know, the thing, you know, I mean, I tried it on my own as like an IT consultant in New York, right? Mm-hmm. I worked for a number of different firms, and I had a pretty, like, decent career in New York, and I went and I tried it out on my own as an independent contractor, and I had mixed success with that, right?
Sure.
Because the thing is, I'm a very good IT guy. I'm actually like a pretty good manager. I'm not a good sales guy, you know? So if you've got sales and management and the discipline to work from home, or, you know, the capital to get an office or whatever it is, I mean, all those things come together, it's very good for you to work for yourself. If you go to try to work for yourself and you're a guy who should be working a fast food counter, well, then you're not going to be a very successful businessman, sorry to tell you.
I get your point there. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that millennials are necessarily worse at a work ethic than older generations. It may just be because they're young, you know?
I think that, you know, to hear my parents tell it anyway, right? My parents said that, like, it's the craziest thing in the world to them. Like, even when I was a kid, that, like, I questioned authority, right? Like, mm-hmm. they were raised, you know, in religious households where all the authority figures, whether it was the doctor or the teacher or the policeman, the politic, people told you to do things and they were just authority figures. And it was amazing to my mother, even like my brother had like eye problems, right? My brother had some really serious problems with his eyes. He was legally blind for a period of time. And, you know, he went to doctors and the doctors sort of like gave him some information. And my mother's, you know, opinion is just do what the doctor tells you to. But my brother
got a lab coat.
Yeah. So my brother goes and like starts researching the condition that he has and then going and giving feedback to the doctor and saying, I think you're incorrect about this and here's why. And actually correcting doctors. And my mother's like, this is amazing. You can't speak to a doctor that way.
Wow.
But actually like helped his eye condition. He might have been blind today if he hadn't.
Well, what you're saying is then that's a good thing, right? You're saying older generations may have been more respectful of authority.
They were more respectful of authority. However, there's ups and downs to this, right? Because I don't think that there's any respect for any type of authority now, right? So, like, the thing is, like, people will do what the government tells them because they feel like they sort of have to, right?
Well, out of fear.
But they don't respect authority in the sense of, like, they show up and there's a boss and the boss is telling them what to do. And he's like, man, who do you think you are to tell me what to do? And he's like, I'm the guy who signs your paycheck, you loser.
We'll come back with more on this here and get into the story. But first, your calls and thoughts. Eric is in Grand Forks. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey, are we on the radio there in Grand Forks right now?
Yep, you are.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. I thought they were going to take us off the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Rescued.
Well, I guess I was just going to ask you guys, what is it you think government should be? I don't know if I've ever actually heard you say it. I just kind of found your show fairly recently.
Well, welcome to the program.
What do you think government should be? Thanks.
Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you linger longer. What I would say to you is not what I think government should be. What I think government is an excuse to do harm. Right, it's an excuse to do bad things, because the difference between you, me, and somebody who calls themselves the government is the government claims the authority to use violence to accomplish its goals, to initiate force and to deceive people, whereas like the rest of us don't have the the lawful authority to do that, if you will. So what I say the government is, I don't think the government actually exists. It's an excuse to do harm. The government is not like a building or a person or a group of people or a document. You can't point at it. You can't touch it. It doesn't exist. It's an excuse to do things that normal people can't do. And it's not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay.
So the thing is, I think I just think that the way things are or should be anyway is that, look, nobody has any rights that anybody else doesn't have, if you will. And I don't even necessarily believe in the concept of rights, but just the way that we should interact with each other.
I like the concept of rights.
I mean,
it's a useful concept.
It's a useful verbiage, if you will. I guess, like, it's a useful, like, language tool, but, like, I don't think that, like, a right, like, what do you have, a list of rights or something like that? No, you know, this is the problem. It's like people get the idea that they have the right to free speech, and then that means like they can go into somebody else's house and go yell at them. No, it's not how it works.
Or their business or something like that.
You know,
sure.
So I mean, I would say that the idea of rights is a thing that I think has gotten really screwed up too. If people think they have a right to a paycheck, they have a right to food stamps, they have a right to housing, they have
they would have a right to other people's labor.
Right, exactly.
That's not okay.
So the idea being that, you know, your basic right, as far as I'm concerned, is to own yourself. You are your own person, and you own the products of yourself.
I think you have. I think there's some basic rules that I wouldn't mind following. One, I won't do any harm to anyone else. And two, I'll honor my agreements. And that's really all I think you need. I don't think you need tomes and tomes and tomes of law books trying to determine what's legal and what's not, what's right and what's wrong, etc. And if we want to talk about an ideal government, then it would be self-government to me. That would mean that you are in charge of your own life. And if you want to hire somebody to tell you what to do, there's plenty of people out there who would be happy to be hired to tell you what to do. Some self-styled experts would be happy to take your money from you and then give you some sort of regimen. You know, personal trainers do this for a living.
Right.
Let's let people make their own government. So long as they're consensual, I don't mind. But the problem with government as we know it today, the problem with the state, is that it is a non-consensual situation that is being forced on people. So, Eric, did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. It did. Thanks for that. I totally agree. But here's the thing, though. What do you do with the people who are truly dangerous? I mean,
you elect them.
You, I like
them. That's what you do. You elect them. You put them in Congress. And
hang on, Eric. We can address that. We'll come back with it here in moments. What do you do? The idea being that, you know, there's some dangerous people out there, and if we don't have the state around, wouldn't they be able to just start killing and raping? 855-453.
Like Bill Cosby.
Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberen Hotline now at 1-800-959-4261. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberen, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberen Weight Loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-959-4261 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen Hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-959-4261. That's 1-800-959-4261. Again, 1-800-959-4261.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free. We'll talk more about the millennials and Bill Cosby. Not necessarily as a together as a topic, but those are two of the things that are already on the table for discussion tonight.
Yeah, not so sure about where that generation gap line is drawn, but it's somewhere between me and Bill Cosby.
Our toll-free number you can join us here is 855-450-FREE. ISIS crisis or just more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers, the facts, and the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve printing press and the mainstream media on their side, and all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all of the bad news. But they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation at antiwar.com/donate. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin, by the way. That's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. We've got Eric with us listening in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell. Eric, you had brought up a question sort of about what is the view of the show's hosts? What is the view about government in general? Just kind of lay it out there. And we did that earlier. I pointed out that self-government was my ideal situation, where you're in control of your own life and there's not some other stranger out there telling you, or a group of strangers telling you how that you need to live. And then that led you to this question about, what about the scary people? What about the dangerous people? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was that kind of what you were asking?
Right. I like what you said about essentially no damage to person, no damage to property, no crime. And, I like that idea, but obviously there's a lot of people out there who do not think the same way.
Sure, like the police politicians.
I know. I think the cops are the most dangerous bunch of people that you can find in any society.
I've got another article tonight about the police throwing another grenade inside a baby's room. I mean, it's happened again during a home raid. So, yeah, I mean, the real threat to me, at least here in New Hampshire, there's not much actual crime that happens here.
Because we have guns.
Right. New Hampshire is a relatively gun sort of liberty-oriented zone as far as guns are concerned, and there's not a whole lot of violent crime here. But my real threat, the threat to me and my life, is from the government. That's who I'm, you know, if I'm going to be scared of somebody, that's who I should be afraid of. They're the ones who actually have put me in a cage, and you too, Cantwell, as well. So, you know, they're the real threat, but it's still a good question. So let's give it a good answer here. What, Chris, you know, could be done in a world without the state about a murderer, for instance, or a rapist?
Well, it's difficult for me to explain this very quickly because it's sort of an economics argument, right? What I think that if you understand, if you study economics at all, if you study free market economics, what you generally tend to find is that the market does things better than the state can, right? Because the state has no incentive to do anything good because their customers can't fire them, right? The state
takes, you have to keep paying.
The state takes your money by force, and if you don't like what they're doing, then they will kill you, right? I mean, they'll threaten to kill you, put you in a cage, they'll try to take some money from you, but ultimately the penalty is always death, because if you resist them, they'll kill you. So my thought process is basically like, look, yeah, I believe that in the absence of the state, people would want police protection, and the evidence of that is that they tolerate the state, right? The people want it. They're willing to pay for it. And a lot of people don't have a problem with paying taxes. So I imagine that, let's just say that, you know, Barack Obama gets on television tomorrow and says, hey, I've been reading ChristopherCantwell.com and this whole government thing is garbage. We quit, right? Let's just imagine this happens and there's no more government tomorrow. And there's a whole bunch of people who want protection and there's a whole bunch of police out of work at the same time. Well, you have a demand for protection. There's a bunch of guys who thought that they were protecting people their whole lives. They need a job. So you hire them to do the job. And it's just like any other business at that point.
There's a neat company to look at, Eric. You might want to pull up information or look up Threat. Was it Threat Management Services, I think they call themselves, out of Detroit? Did I have that wrong?
I don't know the outfit you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I commonly refer to these industries as dispute resolution agencies or dispute resolution organizations, and I imagine it would be tied to some kind of an insurance policy.
Yeah, it is Threat Management in Detroit. They're the guys from CopBlock, actually Pete Ayer, one of the founders of CopBlock.org, went to Detroit, and I think it was with Garrett Ian, actually, from the Robin Hooders here in Keene. They both went to Detroit, and they met with the threat management guy, and what he's doing is, you know, Detroit, as you may know, is sort of falling apart at the seams. The government still exists there, but there are certain parts of Detroit where the government police, they're just not going to go. If you call the police from these areas, they're just not going to show up. And so people have been arming themselves. There have been more defensive shootings that have happened in Detroit as a result of the police not being around and people just taking, you know, their own safety into their own hands. And if you don't trust your own abilities to defend yourself, and there's a lot of people who can't do that, they don't have the training, then you would want to hire somebody. And Threat Management Services has been doing that there for a long time now, and they offer different levels of service, right? So they offer the kind of level of service of 24-hour bodyguard protection all the way down to patrolling a neighborhood, that kind of thing. So there's different levels of that. They'll actually train you as well how to defend yourself. So there's different services they offer as a business to the community, and they seem to be doing well because they're still at it.
Yeah, and the number one thing that I want to get across here before we get into anything else is just that you know, the places where you have the highest violent crime in this country and in the world is where the guns have been taken away. Okay, we really don't have violent crime to speak of in New Hampshire. Yes, it happens, but it's extraordinarily rare. Usually, when you hear about a shooting, the police are involved. We have guns here. Yeah. You don't need a license to open carry. It's $10 to get a concealed carry permit, which I think is an atrocity. But hey, it's easy enough to do. And so, you know, people don't. An armed society is a polite society, and the government is the only one who's taken away guns.
Eric, your thoughts?
Yep, absolutely. I agree. I'm all for self-defense. You know, but like I say, not everyone is necessarily going to be able to do that for themselves. And, I like what you said. What bugs me the most is that my radio station will cut in with the football games and take you guys off. So that just drives me nuts.
Well, do me a favor, Eric, and call KNOX, call the program director there in Grand Forks, talk to whoever that is at the moment, and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, because I'll tell you, you know,
we've been doing this show for over a decade. We have over 150 radio stations, but some of them come and some of them go. And KNOX contacted me not too long ago, and they said they were pulling the show off the air. And in fact, that deadline has passed now. I thought they had pulled us off the air, so I'm elated to know that we're still on. And the reason why that was cited that we were being pulled off the air was because we talked too much about New Hampshire. And it's true. We do the show from New Hampshire. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening.
A lot of fun stuff here
in New Hampshire. And I feel like that we can take what happens here and make it understandable and relatable and entertaining. And I think that the fact that, you know, we're still on over 150 radio stations who don't have a problem with that is an indicator that we do that successfully. So maybe getting some positive feedback from the listeners there would help them, help us keep our position. Yeah. And I appreciate your call tonight, Eric. Thanks for making it.
I think so, too. And the other thing, I hope Eric has turned his radio back on because, if it doesn't pan out, you can still get us on TuneIn. You can still get us on LRN.FM. I mean, if you like the show and, the market near you doesn't have it, you can still get Free Talk Live in a number of different venues.
Absolutely true. In fact, if you really want to go all out, LRN.FM offers both satellite and internet delivery. You could actually set up your own transmitter. If you really wanted to get the word of freedom out there as far and as wide as possible, you could do an FM broadcast in whatever town you live in. And
this is not legal advice.
It's not strictly legal to do this, but it's something you can do if you want. And the risks, honestly, are fairly low. I mean, all things considered, unless you live in a place like Florida, and I forget which other state, it might be New York, but there's at least one state, I know for sure, Florida has outlawed pirate radio.
But that they have local laws against it, whereas like here in New Hampshire, it's just federal law that you're dealing with.
Correct. In fact, not even really federal law as much as
regulation,
FCC regulation. So the FCC, if they catch a pirate radio station or community radio or whatever you want to call it, an unlicensed radio station, they'll usually go in and take the equipment, issue what's called a notice of apparent liability, which says, we believe you, Chris Cantwell, are operating a pirate radio station at this frequency, at this location, and you need to stop or prove that you're legally licensed to do so. And if you don't stop, there is some speculation that they will never actually send the fine that they issue to you for collection. So along with that notice of liability, they'll also issue you a $10,000 fine or some thereabouts, some number like that. And they'll give you very easy methods that you can use to pay the fine, like credit card or, cut them a cashier's check. They'll give you different solutions for that. But if you don't actually pay the fine, now this is what I read according to Stephen Dunifer, who's been doing pirate radio out in Berkeley, California for, forever. For decades. And so this guy presumably has done his research. He says the FCC's never sent one of those to collections. The reason why they, what they have to do to collect it is they have to have the Justice Department bring a civil suit against the operator in order to collect that $10,000 fine. Otherwise, it's just a piece of paper that they send you.
They got some pieces of paper from government like the IRS to get some people pretty jammed up.
Well, there's that as well. But I'm just saying, I don't think anybody who's ever not paid that fine has ever been forced to by the courts because they've never taken it to court. So I hear. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.